Hello, it's Rich Wilson, Board Great American 3. It's Saturday, November 29th. We are at a position about 100 miles or so to the east of Island Trindade, which is off of Rio, de Janeiro. If you go out into the Atlantic from Rio, you'll find that it's a cluster of islands out there, and we're somewhat close to them, the closest piece of land anyway. We're moving along pretty well right now, making about 12 knots. I have the Solent and two reefs in the mainsail. Always a judgment call as whether it should be the staysail and one reef in the main or the Solent of two reefs. Moving between the jibs is a little bit easier than between the two reefs. So we're going with that for right now, and it seems to be okay with the mast. The loadings on the mast are a little bit different, but we go up and take a look up and see if it's all reasonably straight, and it is reasonably straight, so I think we're okay there. Charging along to the south, we did a bit of a maneuver today, which was that at the very start of the race, after crossing the starting line, there were some buoys that marked where the spectator area was, and six of the 30 boats cut off one of those buoys, and therefore sustained a penalty from the jury, which turned out to be, it took them 19 days until now to figure out what the penalty was going to be. There must be an explanation there, I'm sure, which was going to be a 30-minute penalty, which you think might be just added on at the end of the race, but they want you to go through a routine where you tell their committee that you are going to do your maneuver at a certain point, and you at the waypoint, a specific latitude and longitude, and then you go through that, and you turn around, go someplace else, and then come back through that 30 minutes later, restart basically. So you essentially stopped and started at the same place and just added 30 minutes to your time. So I went through that procedure, figured that it would be, we had to do it before we got to 1 degree east longitude, and thought that down the track, maybe boats going faster or whatever, there seemed to be reasonably benign conditions today and reasonably controllable sail combination to do it, so why not just do it and get it out of the way? And we did. Obviously, it ended up taking a little bit longer than that, about 35, 40 minutes, and I lost a bit there to Rafael Donnelly off to the west, but the way it goes, he didn't miss the buoy. So, but anyway, that's out of the way now. Since there were five other boats that happened to. So we weren't the only ones, which was good. Had a bit of a shower this afternoon, and trying to sort of tidy things up. Did run the desalinator for quite a bit of time this afternoon, and the repair that had been made yesterday to try to stop the leak that comes in when the scoop is open to feed the desalinator or the engine cooling water seems to have held. So that's good news. We won't have a puddle over in that part of the boat, hopefully. We shall see as we proceed with that. Desalinator has a very long run to it with the various tubes, and it's I think, straining a bit. So we're going to try to run it a bit every day, keep the stocks replenished. There was a comment from Bernard Stamm on Chimney Pujolov that he had to replace the entire desalinator. Unfortunately, he had brought a whole second unit with him. We've got seals, kits, and so forth, so if we had to make a repair, hopefully we could do that, but we'll continue along and sort of baby this unit a bit and try to be very conservative in our water usage. So that's about it for today. It's going along pretty well here. It should be fairly steady through the night. Overcast now. It was sunny earlier, and we have the wind chargers doing a pretty good job now, sustaining wind charger and solar panels, even though it's a quarter of eight, still running out of Paris time. Are running the whole boat, basically in equilibrium with the amperage consumption. We have the computers turned off, as we've been doing since we had that glitch a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a week or so ago. So there we are. We're at 19 degrees 15 minutes south and 25 degrees 20 minutes west. If you wanted to keep tabs on that, and making right now 12.2 knots to the south-southeast on a course of 165, which is following the routing. It looks like up ahead there's going to be a the high-pressure system that's been way out of the way is moving back in closer to its normal location. And there'll be also a small low-pressure system that will come sort of streaking in from South America, and will the plan is to get kind of wedged in between those two, where there'll be stronger winds, but favorable winds, and try to ride that down to the first ice gate, which is to the southwest of South Africa. And I'll talk more about that later. Okay, that's it for today. Great American 3, off and clear.